So today I'm talking to Mark O'Dwyer, the CEO of Big Red Cloud. Big Red Cloud is an Irish accounting software company that has done a fantastic job of converting free trials to paid subscriptions. Mark's going to provide a little bit more information about his company, but they are Irish. They've done very well throughout the UK. They are in the cloud as well as on-premise. So he has an experience level that a lot of ISVs will appreciate. Mark, how are you this morning?
Harold, I am fantastic. Thank you very much. And it's actually afternoon for me.
That's right. Okay.
Not be as bright and bushy-eyed as you are.
Now, do you want to show us the jersey?
Sure. Yeah. So if you look over my right shoulder, you'll see our Big Red Cloud. That's the Leinster jersey. Leinster are one of the top teams in Europe. And we actually won a competition to sponsor the team for a day, which is run by one of the bigger banks here in Ireland called Bank of Ireland. It's available for SMEs to enter that competition. And out of 20,000 votes, we got the most votes. And the rugby match was televised on Sky Sports Live. 5 million people in the UK watched it and 750,000 in Ireland.
Not a bad little plug for you.
No, well, that's good. But you know what the best thing is? Our web traffic was up 45% in January versus the previous January. And our free trials were up a third as a result of the advertising.
Wow. Okay, well, let's get back to that then, on the conversions and that. But let's start off by getting a little bit of background on Big Red Cloud, how the company started, the demographics of the customers that you're selling to, your business model.
Harold, so the company is quite old. It's 22 years old. It was originally called the Big Red Book. It was developed, set up to develop a simple and easy to use accounting system or bookkeeping system for small businesses, for SMEs. I bought the business in 2001 when they were losing money. They had 3,500 customers and they didn't know what to do with the business. I turned around to be profitable within 6 weeks and we grew the business from 3,500 customers to over 35,000 businesses using our software. Along came 2009, we wanted to know what direction to go and the cloud was screaming out at us. So we looked to see what platform to go on and Microsoft Azure ticked all the boxes for us. So we set about developing a new version of Big Red Book to run in the cloud and Big Red Cloud was born and released to the market in September 2012. Okay. So we have, sorry Harold.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, could you just give us an idea of the types of companies that you sell to and what a typical transaction looks like both on-prem and in the cloud?
So the typical type of customer is your butcher, your baker, your candlestick maker. It's any small business. We're not vertical. We are vertical agnostic. The software will run any business that has simple accounting requirements. How the business transaction looks on-premise is the sale price of €800 for the on-premise, which includes the first year's annual support and license, and then thereafter they pay us a subsequent license and support fee for the product in subsequent years. The cloud is based on a monthly subscription payable by credit card online, €25 a month. Or alternatively, they can pay a year in advance and get 1 month free, so they get 12 months for the price of 11. Or they can purchase a 3-year contract in advance and they get 3 months free and they get a free tablet device as a little gift.
Is that €25 per month per user or is that for a company?
We charge per company, not per user. It's unlimited users, it's free for their accountant and it's free for their bookkeeper.
Okay, it sounds like a pretty good deal.
It's a very good deal.
You're in a very competitive market. There's no shortage of accounting software packages out there. What sets you apart?
The simplicity and ease of use of our product. Now, I know all our competitors will say the same, but we have a change or delete function within our product, which is pretty unique to us. So it means that the business owner who knows their business and doesn't know accounting or bookkeeping has the confidence to use our product because if they make a mistake, they can hit change or delete. They don't have to do reversing journals. They don't have to ring their accountant and say, how do I get myself out of this mess? They can actually do it there and then on the spot. So what that does is it gives them confidence to use our software to run their business, to let them get on with doing what they're good at.
So back when you were just selling the on-premise, how did you take it to market? What were your preferred marketing initiatives?
So, well, we had to transition the business and we had to incentivize the salespeople, Harold. It's not as simple as just, you know, trying to, you know, sell the product. If you go from a salesperson selling something for €800 and hypothetically getting 10% commission to getting them to try and sell a product for €25 a month, how do you incentivize them? So you've got to come up with unique ways of if they sign a customer up for monthly, you have to take a a punt, as I call it here in Ireland, and hope that that customer stays with you for 18 months. So give the salesperson 18-month value for that to give them an equivalent of what they would have got for an on-premise sale. So how we changed the business model is we had to have less touch with the customers. We were in a situation with the on-premise where our salespeople went out to visit and do demonstrations on site. That gets costly when you're selling something for 25 euros a month. So you have to make everything seamless and more electronic. So we drive as much traffic to the website to download the 30-day free trial. And after that, then we try and handhold the customers during the 30-day free trial period achieve.
That's something that you do. And I remember our conversation about this a few years ago, and I was so impressed with the conversion rate. And I was asking, well, how can you get that kind of a number? So could you walk me through the steps that you take? Because you do quite a bit during that 30 days in order to encourage the customers to actually pay the subscription.
We do. So if Harald Horgan signs up for a 30-day free trial, you'll get an email from me, the CEO, saying thank you very much and explaining what's going to happen over the 30 days. So you're going to get 5 emails, you're going to get some phone calls, and you get a link automatically to a tutorial video to get you going. Within 24 hours, one of my sales team will ring you and will say, Harald, look, can I help you set customers up? Can I help you set suppliers up? And we get that small business owner actually sending invoices out to their customers and collecting money using Big Red Cloud. So by the end of the 30 days, they don't necessarily not want to use our software. And since I've spoken to you a while ago, our conversion rate has actually increased significantly. It was in the 30s. It's now 55%.
Well, that's phenomenal. As you look at that 30-day cycle, is there a specific step where you feel that they are locked in? Is there a step that's more critical than the others in order to get the customer to make that commitment?
But you've got to get them setting up their customers and their suppliers from the start and their analysis codes within our software. If you know you've got them doing that and you know you've got them sending invoices out to their customer, you're probably 70% of the way there to convince them that this is the package for them. So it's critical. The first couple of days, getting them to onboard their customers in our software is critical.
So in order for this to be successful, you need a fairly high level of traffic to the website. What are you doing? What type of marketing are you doing to drive traffic, other than sponsoring the rugby team? But what are you doing to drive traffic to your website?
So we get 43% of recommendations from accountants in practice, because they know our software will go into their clients and it'll work and they won't get any kickback, and they know the support will come directly from us and not having to take calls from their clients themselves. So that drives quite a lot of free trials to the site. But apart from that, we try and we're smart with our marketing. We put these small business guides up on our website. So startup guides for small business, such as a VAT guide or a cash flow guide or a digital marketing guide. Information that small businesses, no matter what type of business they are, need to run their business. What that does then in terms of the search engine optimizers, it says, hey, these guys know what they're talking about. So we end up bidding less for the keywords like cloud accounting, online accounting, and our rankings in SEO start going up the charts. So it drives more relevant traffic to us, and then our conversion rates are higher because what the person searched for is actually what they're looking for.
So you're actually using a lot of content marketing as part of your marketing initiative. And we see that's been very successful with a lot of companies as well. And a lot of companies that are moving to the cloud really don't understand the importance of having a consistent content marketing program. They're still using some of the more traditional push, 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 instead of providing information that companies will find and then ultimately find their way to your website.
Yeah, no, we are. We also use Twitter because we find if we're in the cloud, it's the younger generation of business people that we're trying to reach out to. They're far more used to using social media than the older style businesses that we are trying to convert from our on-premise. So, for example, last night we trended number one in Ireland on Twitter. There's a thing called the Irish Biz Party, which is an online networking site, virtual networking site through Twitter. And we sponsored a prize last night and ended up, as I said, trending number one. So during our campaign to win that Bank of Ireland sponsor for a day, we trended number two in October. And so we went back at it again last night and trended number one. And that meant we reached out to over 4.5 million tweeters or whatever you call them.
Twitterers? I don't know.
What's the name for them? Tweeties?
But you also mentioned that 43% of the business comes from referrals from accountants. And that brings up another interesting marketing program, and that's what we call affiliate marketing. And it's a variation on a partner program, but it doesn't sound like, well, let me ask you, are you paying them a fee? Do they get any benefits for working with you? Do they get to use the software free? How did you build up the network, and how large is the network of accountants that you're working with?
So yes, they do get paid, Harold. They're doing it in their own interest because their clients using our software reduces the time required by those accountants and bookkeepers. Accountants and bookkeepers are all about billing their time. So if they can save it in any area, they're going to do that. So they obviously recommend our software from that point of view, but they get an added benefit. They get a 20% commission ongoing for the lifetime that customer is on the cloud with us. We pay it 6 months in arrears if the client signs up monthly, just to make sure that they stay with us. If the client pays annually in advance or 3 yearly in advance, they get paid up front. By the way, 65% of companies pay us a year in advance, and 25% of companies pay us 3 years in advance. There are two massive statistics for you.
Yeah, that is really interesting because we see that in the enterprise space, the large enterprises, they would much rather pay a year in advance. They don't want to mess with monthlies. But very often at the low end, it's a cash flow issue, and companies prefer to pay on a monthly basis. Is it the 1 month free that's the inducement?
Yeah, it might be just the Irish being tight, Harold. They like to get value. So it used to be 2 months free, but like we're more almost 3 years in the cloud now. We don't need to be giving away 2 months. So, but they're still willing to pay us a year in advance to get a €25 discount.
Another key to success that we found is the onboarding process. That one of the primary reasons companies don't continue with a subscription, and most of the churn actually takes place in the first 90 days of a subscription, is that there's no formal onboarding, or a company starts the onboarding only when they recognize that there's a problem. It sounds like you actually start the onboarding process during the free trial. So could you talk me through just the onboarding process, how much of it happens during the free trial, and what happens after someone's actually signed up? Is there a continuation of the onboarding process, or are they pretty much set up to go once they've signed?
Okay, so I guess the onboarding starts from the very beginning, like I alluded to earlier on, where we get the salespeople hand-told them through. But our free trial includes free support, so they have full 24/7 access to our support line. So the onboarding goes from the day they start a free trial with us. And it's seamless then, Harold. There's no change in the onboarding process after 30 days because we recognize them as being a client, whether they're on a free trial or whether they're paying us. So they have access to our support team all the time, and no matter what question they ask, we'll answer. And in any survey we've done with our customers, the number one reason people have purchased off Big Red Cloud is our support service.
Okay, on support, there's a, especially for SaaS customers tend to be more self-service. They're more self-service during the marketing process, the sales process, they find out information. And we're also seeing that the SaaS customers tend to be a little bit more self-service in the support side. So when you look at the support, how much of it is automated self-service versus actually talking to somebody or emailing somebody in your organization?
Okay, so of the cloud customers we have, Harold, 50% of them have come from our existing customer base, and they still expect handholding, which is telephone, email, and live chat. Whereas the new customers are far more self-serving than old-style customers. And we have plenty of training videos up on the website. There's lots of self-service information that helps them look after themselves. And they tend to more to use live chat and email than actually the telephone, and get things sorted out. And our 24/7 support is outsourced to a third-party company, and they are very easily trained because they're able to actually operate off our frequently asked questions because they pretty much answer all the questions. But if an existing customer is using our support, they tend not to look at the frequently asked questions. They really want to be handheld.
Well, Mark, this has been great. We've actually covered a little bit more ground than the free trials. I really appreciate your input. But getting back to the free trials, and just as a wrap-up, what are the three biggest challenges that you identified as you were implementing the program?
So, to try and conceive the idea of how we'd actually drive relevant traffic to our website, who are specifically looking for accounting and bookkeeping solutions, how we'd get our partners and our affiliate programs on board to realize that we'd be the solution that they would want to use, and how we incentivize our internal sales staff to sell cloud over and above the on-premise.
Okay, thank you. And then one more question to wrap this up. What are the top three advantages that you see with free trials versus other types of marketing?
Okay, so there's less touch. You know, we've over the years, we've transitioned from, I don't know if I've ever explained to you, at one stage, all four salespeople had handed their notice in. This was back in the day when we were doing on-premise demonstrations. And I went out the previous week and I did 10 demonstrations and I got 9 sales. So back in the day, I brought a video company in and we videoed my demonstration. And when somebody rang up for a presentation or a demonstration, we gave them a choice. If you take the video, yes, and I'm talking video, not DVD, I'm going back a while. If they took the video and they purchased having watched the video, they got a 50% reduction on their first year's annual support and license fee. And that reduced my costs in salaries, commissions, car expenses by €250,000 a year. So we very much early on in our life cycle as a company realized that if we could do remote demonstrations, it was the way to go. So when the cloud came up, it's made life so much easier for us, and driving people up there with a quality free trial. And then we also have demonstration videos. So if they get stuck, they can actually see how to operate the software.
Well, thank you very much, Mark. And I mean, as good as your conversion rate was when we first met a few years ago, you've been able to increase it. So you really are the poster child of successful free trial programs. And I really appreciate you sharing your experience and your processes with us today. So thank you very much.
Harold, my pleasure.